Radio Redux.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Radio Redux. I'm your host, Artanji, okay? And it is a Sonic 2 / Tails day, because earlier in the week, Tails and Sonic 2 had their 17th anniversary. Yep, it's 17 years since we took control of a mutated orange bundle of fur to prevent it being chased by a bunch of attack dogs, and instead got it chased by a bunch of attacking robots. But never mind that, because everyone in the chat room is so happy! Yes! Oh wait, no, everyone's just really miserable, for reasons I don't quite understand. I'm sure there was all sorts revealed in the previous show. But whatever the case, unfortunately I've no idea what's going on, so it doesn't particularly matter. Anyway, I'm here. We're going to have lots of Tails and Sonic 2 related music. Those previous tracks that we had as we started the show were from the Sonic Adventure Remix album, the Span Ranch variation of Believe in Myself, which is obviously Tails' thing, and then of course from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the Mega Drive / Genesis version, we had Ocean Zone. I hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Those Americans listening in, I actually had a fantastic Thanksgiving myself. This was mainly due to the fact that, obviously, my wife being American, I decided that it was essential that we maintain some traditions for her, just to so we had a bit of a good time and a small celebratory dinner. So we had some turkey bits and bread sauce and potatoes and vegetables and all sorts of things like that. Sort of a bit of a mix between Thanksgiving celebration and sort of early Christmas celebration. If you're wondering where the wife is, incidentally, she's actually behind me at the moment, just sort of dozing a little bit. She's not feeling so good. Hopefully she will join us later, but if she doesn't, then she doesn't. I'm afraid you'll just have to cope with little old me. Unfortunately, we couldn't get any yams, though. Gecko was some yams, but no, we couldn't get hold of any of those for reasons unknown. All sorts of was going on in the community, and this revolves around nothing. Especially being quite quiet. Although some of you may have received your copy of Best of Crush 40 Super Sonic Songs. I certainly have. It's interesting in places. Very interesting in places. I keep getting this stupid error, which unfortunately means I can't get hold of provided addresses, which is ridiculous. I only hope you can still hear me, really. I have to do a system restore or something. If Blake Draco is listening in, he seems to know how to fix these sort of things somehow. So yeah, I've no idea what's going on with it, but whatever. Listening in, we have all sorts of people. We have Underscore Spondy, the DJ, Zero Ninja Wide, Voltic Wind, VJ Turbo, Trigon Tiki Sonic AD, SJSF, or SJ, it says, or Underscore SJ, I've no idea what on earth's going on. That Shadow Fox 04, Shades, Yunakage, Ringtail Fox, Project Phoenix, Pico Pico, Miles Prower, Lowercast, Kitsune, Hedgy Lightning, Gilda, Flyfox, Onigo Danto, Double and Toren, D'Artagnan, Dartgun, Bluebird 95, AUK, he's on SSR, apparently. Fen, I have no idea who Fen is. MK Blitzchris, who is sleeping on the job, Blitzchris. Disgraceful. Birdie, Dreadnought's Chambot, and also Chambot 2, The Second Coming. I'll answer your question, Blake. Yeah, just not getting anything, basically. And at the very beginning we had terrifying meeting of Team Fortress 2 and Inspector Gadget. But hey, what are you going to do, right? There's all sorts of things I should really discuss, like, for instance, the Rex Factor. We had a sort of a flurry of entries, and now it's all dying down a bit, which is slightly worrying. So if you are wanting to enter the Rex Factor, please go ahead and do so. We'd love your input. Oh, it is absolutely nasty outside. Nasty, nasty, nasty. So I'm going to put in a music slot. Although saying that, we do actually, I did have a quick question, I believe I saw. Whistle past. Someone's posted music from the album to YouTube already, and your van so says, yeah. Yeah, I noticed that. That's a really douchebag thing to do, actually. It's like, look at, it's all comments, so it's like, look at me, I put it, love me, dear lord. Oh man, is that what it sums up? Is that you? Is that all you're able to do? Ugh. To answer the question of Arango Vantos, why do you think of... Sorry, I'm all yawning all over this. What do you think of Crash 40's cover of Ungravity Flight? I think it's awesome, and in fact, I will play it in a bit. The difference between me and them is the douchebag. Of course, you won't be able to get hold of this, the download from Rex, for a year and a bit, I would imagine. Quite the first Crash 40 album isn't up there yet. On depository. Although saying that, I did put up the Tales Adventure soundtrack earlier, which is one of the things I was going to talk about, of course. Let's have that Ungravity mix. Where is it? I think it's rocking myself. I will give you guys a chance to sort it out. Where is it? Because my soundtrack came through earlier in the week. Still don't quite get why Cashel isn't credited on the album. Where is it? It's magically disappeared. Ungravity Fire, there we go. Crash 40 version, awesome source. If you have any questions, then please get in there. Yeah, Chef Fox was saying people are coming in asking for rips. If they've got enough effort to go around search for them, they should just buy the damn CD. It'd be a lot better. Anyway, I just wonder if I'm still getting this. New tab. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Sometimes I get this and sometimes I don't. I don't know what's going on. Some came in asking for a rip. Oh dear, it's just sad. If you've got any questions, of course, for Q&A UK, please get those in. So you can obviously PM me on Twitter. If you go to, you can PM me in the chat room, and of course you can contact me on Twitter at Sonic Rex. You can also put a question into the Eon chat room. I will do my best to answer them. Anything for Echo, we'll obviously have to wait until she's in the land of the living. Well, she's at least moving, that's good news. Yeah, cheers for that link. I will endeavour to look. I will have fun looking at that during the music break. Actually, speaking of, you can of course also see Crush Music as well. Although today will obviously be solely around Tales related items. So we're actually going to have Mission Street now. That is a Tales level as far as I recall. Rumbling Highway or Rumbling HWY, depending upon which way you actually like to remember that track. That's going to come up after Ungravitify, because there's such interest in it. I'll be back after the break. If you've got any questions, please get those in, and I'll see about answering those after the break. You're listening to Radio Relax. Mission Street there from Sonic Adventure 2. That was a multi-dimensional version of the soundtrack, for all you know. So you know it. Blake Draco is on the case and has potentially discovered the reason why things have gone slightly bizarre. I will have to check that out. There we go. That's more like it. Anyway. It's quite fun. I'm actually just looking through the Blognik, the back end of the Blognik, believe it or not. Just looking at the new comments, from Link saying, isn't Tails supposed to be 80 centimetres tall? I thought he was 90 centimetres tall, because I thought he worked out that Tails was... Well, Sonic's a metre, which was 100 centimetres, Knuckles is 110. I thought Tails was 90 centimetres. As a result, it sort of went... in degrees, miles, tails per hour. I could have made some sort of terrifying mistake, of course, which is stuff that doesn't say. Doesn't say on the Fantastic Wikipedia. Oh, if only there was some sort of official Sonic related site for America and Europe. Oh, if only, huh? Somebody should really go off and try and make one of those. If only the people concerned with the brand would actually let them do it. Anyway. back to the plot. If you want to PM me a message in the IRC, if you just go... just double-click, I think it is. Just double-click on my name. AUK in brackets, SSR. And it'll bring up a new tab. Just type your message in there and it will appear on my screen. That's how you message me, which is actually answering a question itself, from Baltic Green. I probably think he's asking about Firewoman. I've not really listened to Firewoman that much. Actually, one of the things I wanted to say was, is anyone else like really disappointed with the version of I Am? I thought we were going to have like the really long intro live version mix. That's what I wanted. And instead, we've got one with elements of it tweaked, which is nice. And the end of it, the end is all like really tweaks and stuff. But I'm just really disappointed. I am. I thought if they were going to revisit these tracks and do different new mixes of them, it just would have been nice to have something, you know, slightly more different. For it. It's a bit of a shame, really, in my my humble opinion. What other songs are on there, of course? Slightly tweaked versions of His World as well. Actually, I quite like the tweaked version of His World. There was definite changes with that. Because you got class like Watch Me Fly and stuff. It was nice. It was a nice companion. It's a nice companion piece, certainly, to the Jun Senua Works album, which we've spoken about recently, and no doubt we'll speak about again, even more so when the Wonders, that is, True Colors, comes out. Very interesting indeed. I have been asked to play an advert, which, you know, we do. I do find it quite interesting because everyone was doing a Tweet Cloud, and of course I completely forgot how stupid of me what the three most common words were, and unsurprisingly it was Sonic Rex Update. Which kind of defeated the purpose, really. But, I have an advert. I will play that in the next music break, as a matter of fact.
some stirrings behind me.
Oh, I'll have to wake it during the break. Dear, oh dear. Ironically, Imagineers ones is Knights, Digi, People. You can, of course, like I said, by all means, tweet me during the show at Sonic Rex, and I'll answer the questions anyway. Let's see what we got. There was a couple of things, questions, I think, further up. I've got to find them now, because Ardreno has been rickrolling people. Silly Dreadnoughts. I think about holidays, I think it was. Okay, what's your favourite part of the holidays? Oh, Baltic Wind, you'll have to clarify that. What holidays? Are you talking about Thanksgiving holiday or what have you? Because obviously I don't celebrate Thanksgiving holiday itself, although we had a sort of Thanksgiving meal in celebration of, which of course is slightly ridiculous. Because essentially, you are celebrating the fact that the Americans successfully slaughtered the people that saved them. But there we go. Yes, Twitter. You can use Twitter. You can also use email. That's not hard. You can email questions to radioredux@sonicrex.com, which I very kindly just put into the chat room. Probably it says Nukes of His World was slightly disappointing. Yeah, it wasn't major trouble. I can see what they did, and I quite like it. Hedgy Lightning's got a couple of questions. Is there any chance of Vector Man appearing in the downloadable patch for Sega Sonic Racing or any other characters such as Toe Jam and Earl? And is Rick Astley doing the theme song of Sonic Sega All-Stars Racing? Perhaps he is, Hedgy Lightning. Perhaps Rick Astley is doing the theme tune for Sonic Sega All-Stars Racing. It would make sense in the long run, I think. As for downloadable content, there seems to be a lot of talk about downloadable content at the moment. Whether or not there is, we don't even know if Vectorman's even going to be in the game from the get-go. Or anything. Toe Jam and Earl, I've got no idea what's going on about that, apart from the fact the creator's yakking in the Sega forums. Well, the people who own the rights anyway. Ultimately, that decision's not up to the likes of me. But there we go. There are definite gaps still in the characters that people know about. You'll just have to wait and find out what those characters are, and whether or not someone has to set fire to their merchandise collection, naming no names. But of course, you know, you'll just have to wait and see. I can't just go randomly go, oh yeah, it's this. It doesn't work like that. This is because I have a radio show, I'm part of the community, I do have a job, you know. And yes, I do know who's in what and when and how. With any luck, you may find out something new sooner rather than later. In fact, there's quite a few things going on in regard to both of those questions, funnily enough, of yours, Hedgy Lightning, regarding a DLC, or rather new characters, I should say, and, of course, a theme. So new stuff sooner rather than later. Let's see. Well, that's what Dredd said. That's what Dredd said about what? Peek says, I was wondering earlier if Vector Man even belonged to Sega, but I remember they tried to put out a 3D Vector Man sometime around 2003. I certainly did mention way back when it came to about characters and getting them into this new game, which at the time obviously had no real title apart from the fact that it was sort of Sega Superstars Racing, which of course was end up being Sonic and Sega All Stars Racing. I did mention Vector Man as one of the characters that I thought might be good to bring back, so I'll have to find out. You'll have to find out whether or not they believe in what I believed in as one of the characters. I certainly didn't mention the the House of the Dead. I shouldn't say House of the Dead. No, we can't say House of the Dead. The Curian Mansion. It'll upset Germany, you see. the Curian Mansion characters from that game, House of the Dead DX. the Curian Mansion, yeah, 'cause it was Japan. It was fine. Everything's fine. No one said House of Dead. Sorry, my throat's very, very dry. I need to get a drink during the next break. I don't know what's going on. So you'll just have to wait and find out. Rick Astley, I can confirm, is not a character in the next. The headline says Rick Astley. If Dredd said Rick Astley is doing the music for All Stars Racing, he is either a liar or has severe mental issues. On the basis of knowing him so well, I would say both. We'll find out what's going on. What's this going on? More stuff about Vector Man. Yeah, I'd like to see Vector Man come back. Vector Man's one of those fantastic ones that were games that would do very, very well for a full HD remix with some changes just into the mix. But then again, there are so many out there that could really do with something like that. Anyone know where Graham's gone from Sega? He seems to have vanished into the ether, which is slightly worrying. Just always George doing that, but it's not. I'm just only saying that because I noticed, I noticed that they took notice several days later. They took notice of the whole fact that Seventh Dragon, there were no plans for Seventh Dragon. Yeah, it was me who did that post. There are no current plans for Seventh Dragon. Which was like, oh, why are you no plans yet? Well, there's no plans yet, you know. There isn't any plans yet. We've not announced anything, so there aren't any plans at the moment. Certainly not any public plans, if there were plans at all. Which is, there really aren't. Seventh Dragon. And it's like, why don't you bring out these fantastic games over here? Why? Well, let's see. Seventh Dragon came out earlier this year. I can't remember if it was March, April time. We are now presently about to go into December, and that was like the first time anyone's actually contacted us about that particular game coming out over here. So yeah, on that base alone, really, really fantastic interest in that game to have it brought over. You know, just throwing that one out here. Anyway, it's time for another piece of music, so I can get a drink and maybe see if. Oh, my cousin Shannon is asleep. She looks so cute. Let's see if she's up for waking up, or if she's okay at least. Time for some more music. Something from Tales Adventure, because obviously I put that up earlier in the day. Tales Adventure, Hergé's Adventures of Tales. We'll have ending 2, which is the sort of medley track. It's Game Gear music, so you'll just have to cope with that, I'm afraid. And of course, what else is there? What can we have? So that's some more Sonic 2. Oil Ocean earlier, of course. So let's have something else from Sonic 2. Let's say Sonic and Tails. Let's have Metajungrilla, a fantastic name. So there's a sort of Game Gear marathon coming up, but never mind that. I will see you in 6 minutes 33 seconds, maybe with a co-host, maybe not, we shall see. Take care, you're still listening to Radio Redux, and I'll be back after these messages. Alright.
It's that time of year again, Knights fans. The winter period once again brings us another holiday season filled full of festivities and celebrations. Thanks to the marvellous Christmas Nights into Dreams, this time of year always feels very nightsy now, doesn't it? But what do we usually do as a fan base to celebrate such a time of year? We break out the games, consoles, and play a bit of Knights. Every year. For the last 10 years or so. Well, not this year. This year we're celebrating on a whole different level. A level 99 kind of level. That's right, Level 99 and DigiValentine are bringing you the Winter Dreamers EP, available for free download from December the 4th. The Winter Dreamers EP, from nightsofthedreams.com.
And we are back. Somebody's woken up! Yay! She was woken up by the sultry sound of Digi-Valentine's voice. Alright. Some men put women to sleep. Digi-Valentine wakes them up. But I wasn't able to get my drink, so on that basis, it's time to go into the questions, obviously. That follows. Sob. Questions and answers and questions with some Q&A UK plus Echo Hawk. Woot, she says, giving a thumbs up from the bed. Yeah, same to you, sweetheart. Alright.
I'd kill for a thumbs up.
You'd kill for a thumbs up?
Sometimes.
See, I think you've got the whole Roman gladiator thing upside down, is that you kill for a thumbs down.
No, that's... then you kill.
Anyway. Both, this requires you. Your time has come.
I'm here.
You're here. Are you sure you're going to be? Okay, that's great. Nice. Out of you've got to say this is Darkness Edge's question. You've got to say this exactly the right answer. Out of the sports in Mario and Sonic and the... say it wrong. Darkness has written it wrong,
everybody,
so we can't answer the question.
Under the sun except for you has spelled it...
Well, that's the name of the game.
And you it's, hold it against them because they switch from one word to another.
It's the wrong one. It's not my fault. This is what people don't get. It's like, oh, why do we call it that? Well, it's the IOC, who run the Olympics, the International Olympic Committee, that's actually the official name of the games. So, unsurprisingly, they want it the official name of the games. They can call it whatever the smeg they want. They can call it Jeffrey, for all they care. If they want to call it Mario and Sonic and the Jeffrey, it's up to them. They get the chance. They can call the Olympic Games whatever the hell they want. Mario and Sonic at the FIFA World Cup.
Yeah, I doubt
that. It's coming soon. Not really. As the sports of Mario Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games, which event would Darkness the Hedgehog be best at?
Figure skating.
Figure skating, Echo says. I'm going to say curling, on the basis that hurling great lumps of rock about is exactly the sort of thing that Darkness the Hedgehog would do. There we go. Makes sense. Which female echidna do you like best? Julie Sue from Knuckles Comics or Shay from Sonic and Dark Brotherhood? How dare you, you've left out T'Cal. T'Cal by Miles. I've said many times she's the most underused character with the greatest potential.
You remember her at Summer of Sonic characters that, couldn't.
Yeah, we weren't able to play that for like the second year running.
Yeah.
Sad.
You should just put it up on YouTube.
It is.
Oh.
It's been up on YouTube. You really are behind the times. Foxboy Mix says that his mum wants Mario Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games for Christmas.
Yeah, all of the
Pico says Shades of Poor Man's Julie Sue.
Whoa. Even I haven't actually.
Is Julie Sue a Mary Sue?
I don't think so necessarily, but I don't know. I haven't done a stupid test.
Hedgeline says they could call it Mario and Sonic at the Russian Space Station. But no, then the game would be just you constantly having to stop the games in order to patch up leaks before the space station crashes into the atmosphere. So it wouldn't be a particularly good game. Until Chronicles 2 is announced / ever comes out. Yeah, Sonic Chronicles 2.
Eh.
Voltic Wind gives you a thumbs up, by the way. Andreanax left, the same as Hussey. And wipes out Russia. Yeah, that would be kind of like the Russian space station happens to wipe out Russia.
Considering how big the place is, you gotta imagine there's a higher percentage of
space. Hedgehog has actually done a really good question here. AK and Echo, have you played the Dino Crisis series of games, or the Resident Evil series of games? Mm-hmm.
I I know it's probably somewhere you get a dinosaur and you're shooting it or something.
Right? So it's like survival horror, Resident Evil thing, but with dinosaurs.
We've played some dinosaurs.
Yeah, that wasn't that. That was like Dinosaur Hunter. I've played Dino Crisis 1 years back. I know, it's a shame. Did you forget Nights? Did you forget Nights?
Holy hell, I can't forget Nights with somebody yelling it in my ear every night.
Don't forget Nights or I'll kill you!
Yeah, pretty much. That must be what they both go to bed to. That's what they say to each other.
Night, night, love you too. Don't forget Nights, I won't. You don't forget Nights either. Don't forget Nights.
Oh,
I'll be watching to see if you do.
When I went to Tesco, there was Wiseman Dairies on the way. It just cracked me.
Wiseman Dairies.
That just was. Wow. Yeah.
That actually, that was. That would be a really awesome thing for somebody to do. Either one of the websites is like it's sort of the sort of thing UKR would do, but it would be a fantastic source of information and posts for someone. It's for like photos of things that look shops and vans and stuff that have the similar names. Mm-hmm. Those like Green Hill Windows or something. I don't know. Foxboy Mix says, I still want to see a drawing of Knuckles punching Robotnik in the pingers. You're obsessed with pingers. Your parents should be worried. Voltywin says that was 6 weeks ago. How do you remember? I don't know who he's talking to. Yeah, that was a while ago. If I remember right. Anyway, we have more questions somewhere. There we go. I've lost them. No, it's gone. Looks like Dino Crisis instead. Okay. If you were sent 7 years into the future, what would you do when you get there? I'd ask myself for a loan.
That doesn't work.
It does, because then I can put the money back into my account. I can gain compound interest on that to the extent that it.
But then I'll give myself
a greater amount of money. He'll go back into the past, so it'll be this loop, and I'll end up with like infinite money. I'll end up with like the with all the money in the world. I'll be able to buy and sell Mexico, things like this. You know, what should I buy today? Should I buy a new iPod? No, I'm going to buy the Maldives. Is this your new catchphrase? Because you seem to be using it every single day now. Are you high? Blake Draco, I demand an are you high count.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, Blake says you make yourself rich in a time loop. Exactly, that's the idea.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because you're not
that. Yes, but it'll escalate over time. I'd end up giving myself double the amount I gave myself previously, so it would go round. So my earlier self, the visit to the future, goes back into the past. It puts my.
Who's puts my. You go back into the past, though.
This back to the future, sorry.
This is
a. But from the future point of view.
You go into the future, they don't say.
Okay, right.
You go back.
Okay, 7 years into the future. The question is, if you sent 7 years into the future.
Right. But
I'm saying I would get a loan from myself.
Assuming you get to go back.
I get given money. Well, if I get sent 7 years into the past, you know, I can't exactly do much about myself at the time.
You're sent 7 years in the future. Let's not assume you can go back.
This is exactly why Archie in the Universe comics said, you know, had Silver and Sonic basically just going, I'll tell you mine, and if you tell me yours, and they both sort of just went, nah. Because best thing is not to ask in regards to time travel. However, let's just say that I ended up doing that, and I became infinitely rich, and I would buy the Maldives. That's it, okay? And a small dog for you.
Small dog. Dogs, you tard.
You hate small dogs.
I hate small dogs.
You hate small dogs, okay.
They yip and they nip and
they yip and they nip and they blow the house down, yes. With their farts. Echo, if you were to meet darkness, what would you do? Blake, I think you're going to have to update the darkness count as well, not Eon. If you were to meet darkness, what would you do? Apart from grab her by the lapels and go, stop asking questions about yourself. Picking people up.
Oh,
yeah, anyone else not seen the picture of Echo Hawk picking up Blake Draco? It is pretty damn good.
It obviously was after a bedraggled day. Or before a bedraggling day, I should say.
Yeah.
Before SOS, right before.
He's already done it, apparently. I was updated everything. let me just see. I've got to find it first.
How come you should be in your album?
Oh, great! All the guys at VGL. That'll just make me upset that I couldn't go. So I'm not gonna.
Stop! You couldn't go because it's all the way up to Bloody North.
Sob.
You could have gone if you didn't take me with you.
I wanted you to come with. There's a hell of a lot of 6 new updates. What the hell? Yeah, a lot of stuff's gone down. Anyway, here we go. Echo Hawk lifting Blake Draco.
Let's see.
Time paradox. Shut up, sound a bit. By Honduras, stay away from Mexico, says we're in the car. Okay. Why, do you know something I don't? Fox by Mick says that I should go into the future, take a sports almanac, or get a sports almanac from the future, go to the past, bet on sports. You'll win every time, become a trillionaire.
Who are they asking these questions to, them or us?
These are just comments in the forum. Gravity for Sonic fans, if they want a cat, get a Maine Coon cat, dye the fur purple and name it Big.
No. You will never get me a cat and we will never name it Big.
Appropriate says Epic, that's such a backbreaker.
That would have been two moves, you said. It could have been. I was lining them up for something.
If you could travel back in time, what would you do? I mean, Back to the Future styles as Hedgy Lightning. Have you seen Michael McIntyre live or on TV? I've seen him on TV many times, of course, but not live. I don't think you've seen Michael McIntyre yet, have you? Probably not. Okay. Whoops, I've accidentally closed down, I think, the tab with. Yeah. Okay.
Is it like filler music?
Yeah, it's awesome filler music.
This is what I live with. Although you know your voice, you're just like, in the middle of the night, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Actually, I was aware of that. I was actually pretending to be asleep, so I sort of bluffed my way out of it because I realised I disturbed you. I was like, what the hell did I just, what noise just issued forth from my mouth? I'm just going to pretend to sleep.
I didn't. I just looked at you thinking you were making sleep noises.
Crazy.
Blake,
I've done the thing that you suggested, and there's not been another one of those as yet. What's your favourite battle character on Sonic Adventure 2 Battle? That's to both of us.
When it comes to the
surprise in the moonlit night, you excel without ever even trying.
I was gonna go with the jewel searching one. I tend to do with Rouge or Tikal if Kev doesn't steal Tikal.
Steal her away. She's mine.
Well, Chaos is too slow, so you can.
Say Rouge then.
Well, just general.
This is just general.
Just the character
from Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
No. I can't do Metal Sonic.
Surely it's not. Surely it's Shadow, surely.
That's pretty much Shadow.
I was going to say, because you're completely ignoring things. But could the ending to Dark Brotherhood have been different? Well, yes.
I'm sure.
They could have come back and found a ginormous plastic duck there.
Well, I haven't finished it again. I cannot freaking answer that question.
So yes, it could have, very easily, in any way whatsoever. Oh, we've got more Castlevania bloody questions now. Don't stop asking me questions about freaking Talico. About Talico.
No.
No more questions about Talico. He gets enough publicity as it is. No, have you noticed how much Dracula... Right, question. Okay, have you noticed how much Dracula's appearance in the Castlevania series varies? No. Echo, where do you think the Lords of Shadow might fit into the Castlevania timeline?
What?
Exactly. Have you noticed that death almost sounds exactly like Dracula in Castlevania? Prime examples of this are that in every game following Dracula X Chronicles, the portrait of Ruin on DS.
I think he just likes typing text to hear your voice say the questions.
Perhaps I should say it in a slightly sultry way then, for Taliku's benefit. AUK, you said that SW will be closing its doors for the Xmas break. You still have not yet re-uploaded a lot. If you're remodeling the site, do you realise that? Well, yes, funnily enough. God's yes. sake!
Unfortunately, you've done...
Master of the obvious!
You haven't even finished. We've got a new character by the...
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
God knows how much...
Well, I need to do this now. I need to do this now. Hopefully we'll be re-caught up to where we are now very, very quickly indeed. But I need to change the site over to WordPress.
Yeah, that's the big reason why it's all shut down.
Because no one's... You can't find anything to search anything, and I'm really behind in terms of the other sites with that.
Yeah.
I don't particularly want to do this in no way or shape or form,
but
no one really finds our news pages.
Right, nobody... I mean, I googled you way back when, but that wasn't when these things were...
Mm.
That was 4 years ago.
You know, I can do this search function, do some sort of nice things like that. There'll be some changes, naturally enough. Some things won't be there anymore.
Right.
I suspect the comic will just go really on the back burner now.
You still have to do
it. I still have to do many more.
You still have to do a lot of shit, though. You can't win. I say one thing you need to do, and then you get all pissy because you're doing something else.
But Rex is closing for Christmas into the new year, most likely, maybe even up to like mid-January.
Well, I thought you said a month and a half or something.
Who knows? It could be that. It'll be down for a while, or rather, it'll be down to the point where you'll see it open. I can't see any reason how I can get this to work, to be honest.
Basically, they're
going to
see you molding the site.
Yeah, you'll just see a lot of... It'll be very much work in progress, the site, you'll see. I've tried having it sort of closed area, but it doesn't... My server doesn't like it, so... What am I supposed to do about that?
My worry is that if you try to do this change and it doesn't like it just because it's on the main site, that it's going to throw a fit.
Well, I've got everything's backed up, of course, because Rex as a whole is literally on my computer. A lot of things won't be changing that much.
Well, you got a drive too. You have the Rex drive.
Rex. But yeah, things. I can change a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff's still going up.
Well, we've proven that today.
Yeah.
But we still need to kind of focus.
I mean, but things. Some things will be changed. I mean, a lot of the stuff that the repository back end, a lot of that's been changing recently anyway. And that will actually change again. The lists will change again rather significantly, and the way they're presented.
But remember when we found your old site when we looked back?
Yes. Yeah, that was kind of crazy. The old Sunday Rex was it version 3? That was, I think.
Wait.
Echo, should you appear on an episode of the Sonic Hour as a guest via Skype at some point? Oh dear lord.
which show is
it? Sonic Hour. Should you appear on an episode of the Sonic Hour as a guest via Skype?
I just want to confirm which Sonic Hour we're talking about. I'm talking about the one that comes before us.
Yes. As opposed to what other Sonic hour is this?
I was thinking Sonic Show and I was getting confused mentally.
He can do that as well. I'll do that as well, don't worry.
I've just woken up, give me a break. But if they asked me to, I'd do it. But I doubt somehow they would, because I'm not here. But if they want me to, and they ask, I mean, by all means.
Okay, how do you feel knowing that Sonic 2 turned 17 on the exact same Tuesday it was released on? Well, I mean, well, not the exact same Tuesday. But that just means that his anniversary happens on a Tuesday. Which, to be fair, you've got a 1 in 7 chance of that happening. And it's like the 17th anniversary. If it was like the 25th anniversary or something, actually, that was a major milestone, I would say. I don't think 17 can really be considered much of a milestone.
17's
a decent
milestone. We haven't known each other for 17 years, so I'll call it a decent milestone.
Right. Max111, who is new. Hello, Max.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Max. 111. Nelson. Max Nelson. If Sega screwed up, and I, in brackets, and I mean really screwed up, and, yeah, stop sniggering at the back of you, and made a live-action Sonic the Hedgehog film with human characters, so Sonic Knuckles Tails and so on are human people with just with really bad plastic noses and spikes, who would play who? Not just every Sonic character ever, just the ones you can think of, and also, would you watch it? No! I'd start watching it, and then I'd just sort of... I'd probably be asked at work, so what do you think of this? And I'll just go into some sort of ball, just start crying.
No, but then if you have the choice and you get all the actors, you gotta get like over the top. So Knuckles is gonna be in black, so think of like, I don't know, the guy who played God in a lot of films.
What?
You know the black guy who played God in a lot of films, I can't think
Are
of
you thinking Morgan Freeman?
Morgan
Freeman for Knuckles.
All right, and then Sonic.
Oh no, sure, no. Knuckles needs to be Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, that too.
Oh, Knuckles is Samuel L. Jackson.
Sonic would.
I think Tails would have to be someone young.
Now we're all screwed up.
Cream would be. Cream would be Dakota Fanning.
Nice.
Sonic. What?
I think like Tony Hawk or something retarded like that.
Actually, that's quite a good one. Actually. Tony Hawk is Sonic the Hedgehog. Tails. Ooh, what are Tails?
I don't know most actors, which is hence why.
Silver should be played by the guy who plays Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter films.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
I can't think of someone for Tails, annoyingly.
Whoever played, now I'm going to charge Harry Potter again. Who's the wormy kid?
What?
Like 6 years, he was like nothing, and then 7 years, he's like, bam! Fanboy.
Well, he plays Colin Creevy.
Yeah, something like that.
What?
Just a little wormy one there.
Yeah, okay. Tails needs to be the kid from Round the Twist, who the very Australian children's TV shows with the red hair. That needs to be that kid. He needs to be shrunk down again, and that kid needs to play it. I'm trying to think who'd be an awesome Dr. Eggman. It depends what you want. It either has to be Rip Torn as Dr. Eggman, or alternatively, who's the guy from the Iron Man film? I can't think of his name. That's really annoying.
Yeah, he's like, I never can think of his name. But anyway.
It was saying Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Which should be...
Who knows? We're just fucking about anyway. It means nothing.
What's going on? I don't know. Somebody will tell me. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris would be the commander of Gum.
Yeah, he would be.
Tony Hawk should be Jet the Hawk, apparently. Yeah, a girl for Cream. Yeah, that's kind of obvious. Danny DeVito as Eggman. No, about Amy. Who would be Amy?
Fox.
Megan Fox for Amy. Oh, what's that girl's? What's that woman's name? Jessica something. Jessica Simpson as Amy.
Yeah,
Robert Downey Jr. Thank you, Rhea Nakage. I don't know. He just slipped my mind. Iron Man 2 coming up, that's Sega as well.
What?
Iron Man 2 game.
Oh, there's a second.
Being made by Sega again. Except I'm not involved in this one.
So,
I got out of it. It's like, after the absolute nightmare I had last time. Everyone's actually, Megan Fox maybe for Rouge.
Ooh, that's true.
She needs to be getting considerably more slutty.
Yeah.
Which I'd imagine would get quite a lot of people through the door. Hey, do you want to see Megan Fox being really slutty?
Yeah.
I'm there now! Buy me tickets, front row. Or back row, I don't care. As long as I see her really on a big screen.
You're starting to sound like a dog.
Steve Buscemi's Tails. No! No, Steve Buscemi's not his Tails. All That's right. not going to work.
I think we've done enough.
It's not going to work.
I think we've done enough with that one. I think this could go on for much time.
Sean Bean is Knack. Sean Bean is Knack the Weasel. Oh, yes. And I've got some messages coming.
Okay.
Sawyer said Casey. Digimon says Casey Price for Rouge.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, dear Lord, yes. The artist formerly known as Jordan for Rouge. I don't particularly think so. It was the sound of me reading Digi's tweets. since you've played Nights into Dreams now, who's your favourite? But I played Nights into Dreams ages back. I played Nights into Dreams before you did. Oh no, sorry, Journey of Dreams. I thought you said then. Yeah, Nights into Dreams. Who's your favourite boss out of Nights into Dreams and Journey of Dreams? I don't know.
Because it wouldn't be Digi if you didn't get it.
I've not really got into Nights into Dreams yet.
I know, we both have.
Tried. I mean, Journey, I love Don Balon, I think he's brilliant. I know he's just puffy in disguise. I don't care. I like Don Balon. He's an annoying bastard, but he's really funny.
Don Balon.
Ball. Massive Ball Clown.
Oh, that guy.
On Journey of Dreams. James Gandolfini as Eggman.
Oh dear God, move on.
What about Big the Cat?
I don't.
Who's the big guy from Lost?
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Him.
That's not nice.
Rhea Nakaga is the big guy from Princess Bride. Should be big. Well, there's only one problem with that. The big guy from Princess Bride is actually Andre the Giant, and he's been dead for about 12 years.
Yeah.
The guy who was the Cowardly Lion should be big. Well, I've got bad news for you. He's been dead for about 35. can we think of somebody for big who's not dead?
I was trying to think, who's the guy who played the bigger brother? He's like the chubbier brother from... Shit, I can't remember the film, so that doesn't help. But he did the big guy in a little suit. You know that one. You probably don't.
No.
Damn it.
I'm just sort of, yeah, Andre the Giant is dead, but the guy who does Hugo.
I don't know. Anyway, why are we still talking about this? This is madness.
This is not madness, this is Radio Redux, etc. Anyway, yes, we also talk about these for some reason.
Why?
I don't know, because there were questions.
More questions.
John St. John should reprise his role as Big, aka Duke Nukem.
Oh my God!
Oh man!
I'm gonna start throwing things at him now.
I'm sure Dwayne Johnson, alias The Rock, would be a good Sonic.
That would be pretty bad.
Sonic Rock Bottoms, Eggman. Oh, no, dear, that would be terrifying. Terrifying! No. Oh, we've got a couple more questions. Umiuri's got questions. Oh, yes, they call him the Streak, the fastest thing on 2 feet, but other than that, why doesn't Sonic wear clothes? Wear shoes?
He's a nudist.
He's a naturalist. And I'll have you know that in your own signature, Umiuri, he's wearing a crown and a cape. So don't you come to me with your questions about that when you're contradicting yourself with evidence in your own signature. There we go. Einigo Vanto has a question as well. Echo, who do you have as a pet, Cheese or Chip?
What, a pet?
Yes, if you had to choose somebody as a pet, would it be Cheese?
Probably be Chip, because he gives me chocolate. I'm like, fuck yeah, chocolate.
Hey, Echo, you want some chocolate?
Yeah, right.
Despite the fact it's coming from my ass.
I don't care.
You don't care?
It's still chocolate. Chocolate producing pets win.
Mmm, dark chocolate today.
Oh my god, that's wrong.
It's good for your hearts.
It is good for you. It's good for you. It's
Bentley name. Jones or Crush 40?
Bentley Jones.
By miles.
Bentley Jones.
Bentley Jones.
Not that I think
who was, who I messaged earlier because he went on Xbox Live. Live.
And I hang out with him every day on Farmville on Facebook.
Yeah, you hang out with him on Farmville. I think that was weird.
That's awesome.
But again, he's practically ringing me every day. So anyway.
We send each other, I checked,
it was one of the rare times he's actually online. I won't tell you what his tag is, of course, but very rarely he's on there. One of the rare times he was on there, and I just noticed that he was playing Sonic Unleashed,
yeah.
Because if you remember way back when I actually went to his house for the blog, do an interview and stuff, he was like showing off on Unleashed. It's like, hey, look, I've mastered, like, Chun-Nan. It's like, you bastard, I hate you. The drifting around Chun-Nan. He's mastered it, and he did it in stupidly fast time, and A-ranked it with breathless ease, and it's like, you bastard. Which is why I went on Windmill Hill immediately afterwards and just completely destroyed his time on that. But he was, I don't know, he's got more points than me on Unleashed now. He's got like 780 and I've got 640 or something. And it's like, I actually just messaged him just like, 780 points, you bastard! You utter bastard. AUK, AUK, who would win in a fight between Blaze, Amy, Cream, Vanilla, Rouge, Wave and Shade? Answer is everyone, especially if it's in somewhere like Cream. Or whipped cream, you know.
Or mud.
Everyone.
What is mud in things like
actually, I've never really understood that. Chocolate mousse. Funny. There we go. Especially with chocolate mousse.
You watch the chick wrestlers and you're like, coffee break, but then chicks get into a ring and throw mud around and start getting...
Bow chicka wow wow.
Why did you throw cream in that? Of all people to throw in there.
Come
on.
Why not?
She's underage.
The Rock would be a good knuckle, says Pico Pico.
No, the Rock should be soft. No, who is it? Who's the main wrestler guy?
Why do female characters wear clothes but male ones don't?
Because they have the tatays, maybe?
The tatays.
The tatays.
Blue Blur's also hanging around with Bentley Jones on Farmville.
Yay, yeah.
Everyone's hanging around on Farmville with Bentley Jones. Except for me. We've got stuff to do. Yeah. It's male nature, says Hedgy Lightning. Piggy Wiggs says Jell-O is sexier for wrestling.
Now we're
going
to have a wrestling team represent the Sonic characters. Later.
Faulty Wings says Crush 40 for me.
No.
Fox Boy Mix says Chip. Hey, Fox Boy Mick, you want some chocolate?
If he wakes me up in the middle of the night, I will kill him.
Strong Bad wants to word me after the show, apparently.
Okay, whatever.
Well, you see me, right?
And what else, dude?
Hey, says, but why don't male ones have pengas? I think the word you're looking for is pingas. Pengas are very, very thin.
Yeah.
and dispense ink.
I thought they were
from a ballpoint.
No,
Fourth Ball Mix loves your pronunciation of titties as well. Titties. Why do you think? What do you think of people who get funky to Sonic Hentai?
I think it's completely natural, and I'm alright.
I don't think we have a major problem with people getting funky to Sonic Hentai, as long as we
don't see
or know about it, then everything's fine.
As long as you're not YouTubing yourself doing it, then that's fine. It's alright. Go for it. You do what you want.
And Fox will mix, yes, he wants some chocolate.
Yes, he wants some chocolate.
Hey, you get back here! Come back! Aww.
Chocolate.
What's a pinga, Sonic?
I'm not even, just with the mention of Sonic Hedgehog.
Bow chicka wow wow.
I'm just going to shake my head and go, no, anyway. It's just deviating.
It is time, once again, to end the show. Let's have a piece of music to end the show. Echo Hawk, as you've woken up.
Yes.
Yes, definitely woken up, yes?
Yes.
Do you have a suggestion for a piece of music?
Believe in Myself.
No, we've had that.
We have?
Yes, we had this Ban Around mix to start the show.
How come I suck? Yes.
How come you were asleep for the first 56 minutes of the show?
I was sick because you made me walk through that frillin' pouring rain to get you lunch. Alright, anyway,
I think everyone's upset now at the limit. Oh, someone says Sky Deck. Rina Kong says Sky Deck. I agree with that Sky Deck.
Fine, nobody wants it.
But we'll also have Blacksmith on there.
Fine.
Sky Deck a go go!
Blah.
Blah. Also, we'll have Blacksmith, which is essentially Believe in Myself anyway. No, I've not finished. I've not fixed that yet. I was wrapping up people's presents, actually. Whatever the case, we'll find out later. Anyway, thank you all for listening in. So we've got Blacksmith from Sonic and the Black Knight, and from Sonic Adventure, Sky Deck a Go Go. Those two tracks to see us out. I've been ArtsAndrewK. See, I told you she'd forget. She did it last week. And she said that, and we agreed afterward that she'd just get straight in there and going, I'm Echo Hawk. And she's like, oh yeah, we'll do that from now on. And she immediately forgot.
I didn't forget, you're mean.
I didn't forget. Which is why there was nothing. I'm ArtsAndrewK.
And I'm Echo Hawk, you
douchebag. Don't call our listeners douchebags.
Not you.
It's not their fault they chose to listen in. Oh wait, it is. Echo Hawks is your douchebags, apparently. Yeah.
No, you said they're douchebags now. See, it's all your fault.
That's not what she said.
Okay.
And this has been Radio Redux, and we'll see you next week for 3 shows down. Blake Drake says we'll have to sort you out an auto cue.
An auto cue?
Yes.
Well, you could do, like, a face or a pose, because nobody sees you anyway.
It's why I looked round in your direction.
Anyway, you better...
That was a hint. I'm ArtsAndrewK. Look round. I'm a Echo Hawk.
Just finish the show. Roll the titles. And show us the
titles. What? Okay, number one is run the titles. Number two, that's at the beginning of the show.
Shut
very
up.
Rarely.
Shut up.
And number three, that's the end of this show. We'll see you next week for the third, the penultimate show of the year. Because when it gets to the 40th show, that's the last show of the year. Okay? See you next week. Bye for now.